Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Imagine if you were alive when Hitler was killing tens of millions of people. Russians, Poles, Jews, Germans, you name it. Imagine if you were alive, many of you were, when Mao Zedong was killing 85 million of his own people, he admitted, by the 1970s, from 1949 to then. We have a time to change this now. The globalists are launching their attack. They've been caught red-handed. They didn't even cover their tracks. They were so desperate in doing this. Ward Monckton joins us in an hour. Tell the tale, the real human death toll. But if you don't empathize with the 30 million people starving to death right now, that's triple what it would have been currently. 10 million is still unacceptable. Then you have no empathy and you're insane. I know you care. Here's a special report from John Bowne.
If you are a globalist technocrat,
I wish I could say that we're halfway through, but I don't think so. It takes time to make a vaccine. There's a lot about the disease we don't understand. We know that we can get out of this, but it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
Media stewed.
But I don't want to hear from those people who are out there protesting with guns, right? And that is threatening, a threatening look for people. You're protesting with guns. Don't criticize people who are taking a knee for at a ball game and entertainment. They say, I don't want people protesting at a ball game. When people who are peacefully protest, don't give me that. When you're out there protesting with guns and saying, I want to get back to work. I want my liberty.
Even a low-level power-mad politician.
Untold numbers who gassed up on the way here or grabbed a bite on the way home. We know that this rally endangered people.
Reveling in the prospect of order out of chaos, how can you do your part to assist in the demise of an entire country on forced lockdown due to the Chinese control of virus? Well, this is a good start. First, you have to separate yourself from the chaff. As Greenwich Time reported, set in the director's office of the 270-acre Les Parcs de Saint-Tropez, where LVMH luxury group chairman Bernard Arnault, Ritz Paris owner Mohammed Al-Fayed, and Indian steel magnate Lakshima Mittal have palatial villas, the medical unit is staffed with a doctor and lab technician to take and process samples from residents and their friends. And if you live in the Hamptons, you can have a doctor come to your house for just $1,000 a visit. As millions of average Americans lose their jobs, the billionaire class benefits, as Fast Company reported. Though the coronavirus itself may not discriminate in terms of who can be infected, the COVID-19 pandemic is far from a great equalizer. In the same month that 22 million Americans lost their jobs, the American billionaire class's total wealth increased by about 10%, or $282 billion more than it was at the beginning of March. They now have a combined net worth of $3.23 trillion. Of course, the populace must be controlled and culled, as was written on the Georgia Guidestones. Silicon Valley will continue to do its part to censor any dissent while using their digital herding platforms to monitor every life choice that the imprisoned populace makes. While the 5G grid rolls out and low-atmosphere satellites are positioned to aid in the Bill Gates Mark of the Beast mandatory vaccination scenario. One way or another, everyone will be forced to submit their individuality to the panopticon, and those that don't will become societal pariahs that will be cut off from the state, whether if it's by a chip under the skin or a tattoo on top of it. As Science Alert reported, for the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, keeping track of who had which vaccination and when can be a tough task. Researchers from MIT might have a solution. They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Or we could just give them all chips in the head. Of course, it's key that currency becomes digital, as China is doing, working with U.S. multinationals. As Forbes reports, China, the country that banned initial coin offerings and made it tough for Bitcoin to operate, has been tossing around the idea to build its own digital currency, and some U.S. multinationals are reportedly willing to help roll it out, the South China Morning Post reported. Many American politicians will do their due diligence after being paid off by foreign entities to ignore the very laws of their land, as California is doing, for example, as Jamie White reported.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The open assault on free humanity, the fact that it's public, the globalist NIH under Obama, Fauci, and Hillary Clinton developed COVID-19, coronavirus, chimeras, sent it to Wuhan, then deployed kits that had it infected on it so it would spread it, blocked Trump from blocking the flights, then turned around and said, we've got to lock everything down to save everybody for 2 weeks. We knew it would be a year and a half. Then they said, oh, we're never going to unlock you again, even though Communist China was open for business. This has all been a giant coming out party for tyrants and all of their agendas being pushed. And then President Trump, last Thursday, gives a press conference, and he says, I've heard there's UV light they can put down in the body, and also disinfectants. He means zinc and vitamin C into the blood. Europe's doing that with incredible results. For anybody run down, because they are sick, they need zinc and vitamin C. And he looks at the doctors, Fauci and others, all on the Bill Gates payroll, and they don't defend him. And then the internet goes, well, wait a minute. Here's zinc. Here's vitamin C. Here's the major studies. Hey, here's Cedars-Sinai in the last few months saying they're testing it out and it's working great, putting this cleaned up light, doesn't have UV in it, so it doesn't hurt you. That's a side effect, can burn your cells because it burns viruses too and bacteria into the body, down into the bronchioles, into the lungs, and roll some of that B-roll. And they then don't just attack the president and say he's a liar. They take it off YouTube. Then they take it off Twitter and call it dangerous disinformation when Cedars-Sinai, other than maybe Mayo Clinic or Johns Hopkins, is the number one hospital and research hospital in the United States. Some argue the world. Where does Sumner Redstone get his health care? Cedars-Sinai. Where do people like Bill Gates get it? Cedars-Sinai. I looked it up. Bill Gates has a house in L.A. just so he can go to the hospital there and one in San Diego. So the number one research facility in the U.S., arguably, is not allowed to put a video out or talk to the president. Because, you see, the globalists are scared. Trump's really the president. So he gets briefings. He has a Secret Service go around the rallies with boxes of what people hand them. And he demands it on overseas flights, sometimes 15 hours to, say, Japan from D.C. And he just reads it. And they cannot stand it. That's why they hated General Flynn. He came in and he said, sir, here's the globalists. Here's how they operate. Here's the real geopolitical system. Here's who your enemies are. It was all dead on from an Americana perspective. And that's why they indicted Flynn immediately. And it turns out the FBI lied on the 302s and went to set him up. And they lied and had a secret deal with his attorneys to set him up and make him plead guilty. What do you think happened to Roger Stone? Because they threaten you, folks. So let me explain something. If you're a general and you advise Trump, do it. They're listening to your phones. They start threatening you. And I mean coming to your house when your wife's there and you're not. Threatening to cut her head off. They start going through your bank accounts. They try to find anything. They start sending you grand jury subpoenas. That's what they do. And so Roger Stone advised the president, prison awaits. Same thing with Flynn. Even though it came out in the news this week that the FBI, of course, lied on the 302s, sent operatives who weren't even the field agents to go there and set up Flynn, who's a Democrat and thought they were reasonable, and he thought his lawyers were reasonable. But now you learn they weren't, because the game is rigged now. Remember 2-3 years ago, they brought in Kelly to be the head of White House, and it was like the number one mission is to keep Alex Jones and others away from the president. And that was true, because they knew I wasn't just talking to the president. I was getting briefings to him every 2 days through Roger Stone. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm somebody that does what's right, no matter how dangerous. People just couldn't believe it. They go, dude, they're going to kill you. You keep doing this. And you're talking to the president? Well, let me tell you what's been going on. The reason they're so pissed at me right now is I contacted 4 different people that advise the president daily Saturday with the Cedars-Sinai video and the fact that it was being censored. Why do you think you're pulling off Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter? Because it's most prestigious hospital, arguably. It's in the top 5, probably in the world, not just the U.S., top 2 or 3 in the U.S. It's saying exactly what he said, and we know for damn certain his advisors set him up and said, oh, this is very promising. They show it to him, and when he goes out there, they then don't defend him. And then he goes, but you sit, and then it makes him look stupid. So see, that's the level of setups going on around the president. So I began to get this to the president. And by the way, I know he's seen it. I know he's gotten it. And we'll see how he responds. But it's not that I'm that special. Everybody else around him, except for a few people, will not advise him and will not give him information. So again, how real does that say Trump is right there? That I can make a few phone calls and either get a call back or get information directly to the president. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about he goes to rallies. He tells the Secret Service. I told you this 3 years ago. This has been in the news last year, that he has boxes. They go, he's crazy. He just takes stuff from the general public, CNN said. Imagine, just common people. And he just takes it and reads what they write and notes to him. And then, meanwhile, this is making me like love Trump. No matter, though, he stumbles, he's fighting, folks. And my heart's like going, bong, 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 bong. That's exactly what I want to hear. And they attack him and go, CNN, MSNBC, look at the pathetic people he tweets. He talked to some lady that gave him his Twitter account. And then an hour later on the plane, he tweeted her. She had 5 followers. Think of the disconnect. You can pull those articles up. What is Trump doing tweeting nobodies? What's he doing talking to? Well, he learned running golf courses and hotels and buildings. You better damn well talk to the people. You better damn well take their notes. You're not going to get told by your chef that they've sold the good food and are selling crappy food and ripped you off. You're not going to hear about the scams unless you're talking to the people, because Trump is a service billionaire. And so he now is in service to us, and he loves it, and he wants to win. He doesn't have a hard-on for America wanting to screw it. He wants to empower it, and they're so pissed, ladies and gentlemen, that he doesn't believe a damn word comes out of globalist. But every piece of info I've ever brought Trump has been golden. So when they go, oh, Alex Jones and Paul Watson gave you that video doctored of Jim Acosta, and Trump goes, that's not doctored. They zoomed in on it to help people see what happened. I was there. I saw him attack her. So see, Trump knows that I'm a real channel. That's all I am. Just like when he's on the ground shaking your hands and you pass him a note, he's... And when he gets on that plane, better than I am. I try to read the letters come in thousands a week. It's just like, I don't want to discourage you sending letters, but my God, is that a job? Trump is like Superman. He's at the White House. He makes them bring him pallets of mail from the warehouse down the road, and they think he's insane. And he goes in at night and just reads it. And I mean, this guy's something special, folks. I got to tell you. Trump's had the Secret Service call me, okay? It's not about me acting. Why do they want to kill me, folks? Because I represent you. I'm just like you. I've just got a bigger connection to the president. And that's why they want him dead. And that's why they're shutting down now the bad guys at Cedars-Sinai. They're bad. They're fake news. That's how evil big tech is. Not even the Chi-Coms would censor a major hospital, but Twitter and Google sure as hell did because they backed up the president.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What did the book of Hosea say? 4:6, King James Version. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. So for me, it's not a power trip that the president has people listening to the show every day, a whole team of people. It's not a power trip that when he gets information from me, he particularly goes and looks it up. It's a responsibility. Especially when the straits are so dire. And it's why in the last few weeks here on air, I've had points where I've never in 26 years on air not been able to go out and lay out what I know, because there's just so much. It's like, where do you start? Well, you've got limited time. What do you say? I know the president probably only has time to watch 5 minutes of what I say a day that's boiled down. And if I say to message the president, they mark that down and give it to him. And it's not that I'm choking, because I'm not even nervous. It's more like, my God, this is actually a real president surrounded by criminals, and he has to get information from me? And then I feel guilty that I haven't done a better job. The only therapy I've got here is just being honest with you folks. I've woken up in a Twilight Zone episode, and I know you have too. And I just look at the weakness of the average American, who I know is strong. If we could just wake them up, it makes me physically sick. Because I can talk about news and information all day. If people don't listen, what does it matter? Because if it's just more... Here's the problem of the universe. There's so much information, and the globalists put out so much disinfo as a fog of war, that when the real information comes out, people don't know what's real. And the globalists admit they do that on purpose, but here's a little trick. If they're trying to keep you from something, and trying to keep you from looking it up, and trying to keep you from checking it out, then isn't that what you should be looking at? I talked to a national talk show host this morning, and I said, I know you talk to the president a lot. I've already called some other people. I said, I could probably try to get a hold of him, but I said, this is really important, how they're suppressing the Cedars-Sinai study with the light in the lungs, and I know they advised Trump on that. They're setting him up. He really needs to come out with this, and there's a great idea already on it. But I called another fellow up. That's a great point. I'll get it to the president. And here's the thing. It really gets to the president. So I just want the listeners to understand, it's not about Alex Jones being able to get something to the president. When I don't talk about this on air for a couple of years, going, oh, I don't talk to the president. Oh, yeah. You know, hoping the globalists weren't dumb. You know, that's a sarcastic response. They are dumb, and they just can't help the things they do, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how Trump is able to trick them in putting something out there that he knows is true, and then having them attack it, and then he's able to bring it out that it is true. But sometimes that's not what's happening. He's being set up. They're telling him about promising things. He goes out to do a briefing with them, and then they make a huge thing that, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, because that was the setup point. My other big frustration is there's just so much news to hit here. I mean, just these three articles right here. I should do the whole show on these three articles, read the paragraphs, take calls, talk about every facet of it. That's what a classic talk show host would take, these three articles. Lawmakers warn coronavirus contact tracing is ripe for abuse surveillance. Yahoo News. Internet speech will never be back to normal. MSM. Concerts will never be the same after COVID-19. Here's what you should wear to bring them back. A spacesuit. All of those articles can be an entire segment apiece. U.S. debates how to quickly reopen. Oh, most Americans carry the coronavirus and don't know it. Yeah, we're all suspects. I mean, the problem is I've looked at almost all these articles, read most of them. And it's just like the frustration is incredible. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I will come back and I will hit this stack. And then I'll hit this stack. Because I mentioned this earlier, but you talk about blood boiling. We knew weeks ago when we exposed they get $40,000 a bed for somebody they say has COVID-19 and the tests are already predisposed to say anybody that ever had the flu or a coronavirus the last 2 years says they have it. That's now confirmed. If you weren't infected by an infected CDC test, and to have USA Today confirm that they're doing this and turning away all these people that are dying, and then when those people die, here's the big secret. They go test their blood and say they're COVID-19 and add them to the list, too. Wow. And that's why 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, for at least 5 weeks, we've had guests on and shown you clips of all over Europe and the U.S., empty hospitals, but local newscasts saying they're full of people, everyone's dead inside, body bags everywhere. You go there, no one's there. Now they have to admit, okay, the hospitals are empty, actually, and this has killed as much as a bad flu. And then when you learn they're adding everybody that died from the flu, everybody that died from the regular cold, who was super old and sick to it, you're like, oh, my God, it's a hoax. But wait, why is it a bioweapon? Because they own it. They had to patent it and create something new to finally have a new alien bug they own so they can now release new versions of it instead of new Windows. Gates gives you the new bioweapon. You understand I'm saying stuff here they'll probably kill me for, right? I mean, this is what they're doing. So you're like, oh, COVID-19 is not a problem. Bill Gates knows next year, the year after that, that they're going to release a COVID that is going to be super deadly because it is a chimera. It does eat your brain. It eats your lungs. It eats your testicles. And it's coming for you. So everybody laughing now saying it's not a big deal because this is just phase one hysteria, dog training, lock yourself down in your house, do what you're told. So when the real attack comes, a lot of planners are worried that people are going to get hysterical and burn down all the cities when everybody's actually dying. Give you an example of that when we come back on the other side. Very macabre. So this is just shelter in place. Like they tell you, I grew up in Dallas, and all the underground parking garages said, this is your nuclear fallout shelter. So you're just supposed to, you hear the nukes are coming 10 minutes. You go in there and starve to death in the parking garage. Well, it's the same thing. You just go into your little house, and you just watch Netflix, and it'll tell you to stay there, and the drones will come by and drop medicine, but you're dead. Well, I'm not going to sit here and take it. So remember, I've got their plan. They hate it. I advise the president. They can't stop us. And long after I'm shoveled in my grave, you can save this on a memory stick. So when they're killing you, you can get this out. There's still time to stop them in the future. Only in the future. We lost this round.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales until they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoarStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
President Trump is not an idiot savant, but he is a genius savant. But he does have savant-like characteristics. He learns things very, very quickly. He takes in all information. But sometimes he seems disconnected from the general public because they're not at that level. A person who is highly knowledgeable about one subject but knows little about anything else. So I would call him a full spectrum savant. But it looks like when you're talking to Trump that he's not listening to you. But that's not what he's doing. He's accessing his full subconscious mind. Trump is probably the smartest person on the planet. Now, the problem is he can only focus on certain things at a time. He is a savant. So they know to keep his attention away from stuff because they can bring him a problem. Even the bad guys can, and he'll have the answer. So that's why they're like, don't let Jones or anybody else near him, because I bring him questions with data that he then scans with all of his data. And Trump goes, let's just say I'm a key that goes in the Trump lock. And I'm not saying I'm pitching, he's catching. You know what I mean? The point is that this is on record. Okay. You're the key that goes in the lock, and Trump's the key that goes in the lock, vice versa. But that's why they're so pissed. So once Trump was explained all of this, because again, he kind of got recruited to run for president. He believed in making the economy great. He understood economics. He understood that we'd been set up to fail. He said, I can reboot America. This will be an easy job. He just thought other people wanted success because one blind spot of a true savant. I mean, he is a savant. A full spectrum savant, which is the oxymoron of a savant. He is. Trump is a full spectrum savant. Most savants are good at mathematics, or they're good at art, or they're good at music. No. Trump is a savant of savants, but he still has the failing. Limited field scan value. So you've got to get in his narrow field when he can look into any field. But he's got to look at it to give the answer. And that's why they're so pissed. And now, only now, do I see the whole picture. Because we're entering the end game, and that's how this works. Now, imagine what happens when the American people combine with something like that. That's really what the establishment fears most. Because there are a lot of other people that can give Trump good advice. They've all been taught, you give data to the big cheese, you get destroyed. Because the last thing they want is Trump is a very person. He is a person who knows what they're talking about, giving a message to Trump, because he does that instant scan, that shallow deepness, and mirrors his own data. And when he knows it's right, he makes that decision that is outside of the committees of the globalists that are the opposite of a savant thinking system. They're just committees of kind of psychotic, mathematical laboriousness. So, let's get into it right now. Look at this little juicy that just broke. And I've got a special report I'm about to play from the movie Contagion, where the bad guy warns everybody the vaccine's tainted, and he sells supplements, so he causes the earth to die. And you see the lockdown cities and all the precursors and the conditioning. U.S. says will not take part in WHO drug trials vaccine initiative launch, which we know is going to have COVID-19 in it. Reuters, the United States, after China already hit us with contaminated tests, will not take part in the launching of a global initiative on Friday to speed the development, production, and distribution of drugs and vaccines against COVID-19. A spokesperson for the U.S. mission in Geneva told Reuters there will be no U.S. official participation, he said in an email reply to the query. We look forward to learning more about this initiative in support of international operations to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. U.S. President Trump has announced a suspension of funding for the World Health Organization, where it is the largest donor. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Merkel will help launch the initiative Friday, a UN health agency said. Yeah. Want to know if Trump's for real? Cut the funding for the WHO. Pull ourselves out of the New World Order now before it's too late. There is Trump understanding. It's about global government creating a global crisis so they have a global solution with the very groups involved now under criminal investigation. Bill and Melinda Gates, the Wuhan facility, Fauci. Trump gets up to speed. He hasn't looked at Fauci. He hasn't looked at Gates. He hasn't looked at, he knows in big general terms what he decided to do. But now they're under him, attacking him, and he's like, scanning them. Enemy. And he's like now beginning to announce to the enemy their main organizational system. Their chart starts at WHO. That's the scientific satanic eugenics dictatorship. Goes down to Gates, eugenics groups, all of them. I mean, I personally talked to some very high-level people, and I told them all of this just days ago over the phone. Now, you can imagine what they do. Target right on me. But see, that's a two-way street, the target, the cross. I'm in God's hands now. I just want listeners to know that if I get obliterated very, very soon, it's okay. Because now I realize my main mission. I didn't understand Trump didn't have any advisors telling him this. I never knew my real power was not even talking to the general public, which is a big one. We that when I actually tried to communicate with the president, it was like the ship's going kind of like this. Like, I was telling the crew, like, is this like the Running Man? Or not the Running Man. Is this like, what's that movie? Total Recall, where you plug into the Matrix and you're saving Mars, but really it's all hallucination. But let's play this short clip here as we go to break. And I'll come back with who our real enemy is and more. This is from Contagion 11 years ago, pre-programming you for martial law. And in the full movie, it's those that don't take vaccines are the problems, and vitamins and minerals are the criminals. I agree with them. Do not take vitamin C. Do not take vitamin D. Do not take anything. Just you don't need food. You need vaccines. Humans live by vaccines alone. Here it is.
Groundbreaking ceremony for a new factory.
Did she mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus, no treatment protocol, and no vaccine at this time.
You had a seizure this morning, Beth.
Is she before?
No. As of last night, there were 32 cases.
Unfortunately, she did die.
Right. Mrs. Can I go talk to her?
Mr. Armas, your wife is dead.
What are you talking about? Okay. What happened to her? What happened to her?
Is there any way someone could weaponize the bird flu? Is that what we're looking at? Someone doesn't have to weaponize the bird flu. The birds are doing that.
Watch this. It's transmission, so we just need to know which direction.
On day one, there were 2 people, and then 4, and then 16. In 3 months, it's a billion. That's where we're headed.
They're calling out the National Guard. They're moving the president underground.
People will panic.
Get away!
People tip over.
The truth is being kept from the world.
Cook your samples. Destroy everything. Hello. I need you to get me the names of everyone who serviced this room. It's an emergency.
You can't panic now.
I know.
I'm going to get you home.
I got people too, Dr. Cheever. We all do.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
The president is here.
We're not sick.
Figuring us out faster than we're figuring it out.
It's mutating.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thanks, huh? You got what it takes, huh? Roll with the big boys.
I'm good.
The other left sees me as Godzilla wrapped in Darth Vader. And that's because they believe their own propaganda. All I'm doing is exposing the horrible, nasty things they're involved in. And so the devastation that exposure causes them, they then attribute to me, when they're the ones that committed these incredible crimes. And so now they tell me, we're going to kill your ass or put you in prison. And they're trying right now. And I'm just like, okay, you'll still be losers, led by the Crypt Keeper, Nancy Pelosi, and Hillary, and all these other insane weirdos, and Xi Jinping. Martial law. We all have to take forced inoculations with the evil elf Bill Gates hopping around giving speeches about depopulation, and I'm supposed to trust him wanting to give me a vaccine? Okay, fine. You can destroy Alex Jones, but all you'll do is water the tree of liberty. But that is what Thomas Jefferson said. It's got to be water with the blood of patriots like Colonel William Barrett Travis and tyrants. And the thing about water and trees with patriots' blood is it just seems to create a harvest of blood for tyrants. And that's why, in the final equation, I'm not worried, because I'm right where I'm supposed to be, opposing you. So for myself, the rest of for humanity, to all you globalists, you're losers, you're gonna fail, humanity's awakening, and you're gonna burn in hell.
back live on this Monday transmission.
President Trump has come out in a major announcement and said Americans will not take the United Nations Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. They will not submit to the tyranny. Here's Reuters. U.S. says will not take part in WHO global drug trials vaccine initiative run by China. Doesn't trust them. You know, I just want to say one thing here, because I'm never about celebrating victory like the Satanists do. I celebrate life and human will, free will. That's the prime law. Create free will. Create atmospheres of free will. Create laboratories of free will to create life and beauty and success. Satan claims he comes and gives you power from God who suppresses you. But Satan actually is the one suppressing you. I think the big thing to cover right now is the fact that I'm just so glad that I am a patriot. And by patriot, I mean I support human life and justice. And I've gotten to know the people that are pro-human and anti-death and who believe in humanity. And that last one's the biggest one. Believe in humanity. Because it's easy to cheat and say, it's too hard to be good. It's too hard to try to be a good person. It's too hard to care. I'm going to screw people over, and I'm going to do whatever makes me more successful, even though it damns you and your children to a trillion years of slavery. We have Lord Monckton coming up, and he was chief science advisor to Margaret Thatcher, and he helped engineer very quietly the whole Brexit movement. And I know he predicted their plan to cut off the economy worldwide and starve over a billion people. Well, now it's not a theoretical thing on some chalkboard. It's the reality, and I don't just have empathy for those that are starving to death and dying right now. I know. Fear of my own soul, that if I don't do something to try to stop that, that I just came into God's fist. And I'm not afraid of the Satanist or prison or even death, but I'm afraid of the big guy upstairs. Because I'm afraid of being cut off. Like a baby being afraid of being cut off its mother's tit. I don't want to get caught off from that. I'll do whatever I have to stay on that, because that made all of this. That's who I am. I want to be with my people, which is you. And so that's why we've got to get past worrying about how big our car is, our house is, or how cool everybody thinks we are. That's all praise of people. It means nothing. Start loving God. You'll have the countries, the planets, the worlds, the galaxies, the universes. It'll be a joke. It'll be like, how do I help people in this? You'll get so much power when you tune into God, you won't even know what to do. You know, there's a lot of men out there, they tune into who they really were, and didn't back down to the globalists. You could probably be a better talk show host than Alex Jones. See, they didn't want to take that commission when they had the chance to sign up for it. They wanted to piss all over it because they can get instant success on this plane with the little creature. But let's play a few clips here, because this is important. Of old Billy Boy Gates, Bill Gates defends communist Chinese government. Now, his surrogates, who he finances, all the big old money's behind Gates. He's the robber barons, the Nazis, like all these dead people put everything they had into this little piece of crap. They were like, this is the golden one. This is our Messiah. They're all just like, our power, my full power. Like the first Tron movie, he goes, my full systems are yours. And I go, like, I mean, that's this creature. Nevertheless, that's who he is. This is the Antichrist isn't here yet, but this guy's holding his place for him. Bill Gates sits in the Antichrist chair like, I'm waiting for my daddy to arrive. I'm keeping it warm for him. He is a placeholder. So let's go now live to Satan's bench warmer. Here it is.
There is right now in Washington a very different mood, which is to say, far from cooperating with the second largest economy in the world, it is China that is to blame for this virus. You've been following this very carefully. How would you respond to the charge that, look, the Chinese covered this up, they essentially deceived the rest of the world, and as a result, they should be held in some way responsible for this?
Look at those eyes.
Well, I don't think that's a timely thing because it doesn't affect how we act today. You know, China did a lot of things right. You know, at the beginning, like any country where a virus first shows up, you know, they can look back and say where they missed some things.
No, it all shows up in China. You know, Satan.
There, you know, some countries did respond very quickly and get their testing in place, and they avoided the incredible economic pain. And it's sad that even the U.S., that you would have expected to do this well, did it particularly poorly. But it's not time to talk about that. But this is the time to take the great science we have, the fact that we're in this together, you know, fix testing, treatments, and get that vaccine, and, you know, minimize the trillions of dollars and many things that you can't even dimensionalize in economic terms that are awful about the situation that we're in. So that's a distraction. I think there's a lot of, you know, incorrect and unfair things said, but it's not even time for that.
So they've engineered our collapse. They brag about the CFR. We'll use a bioweapon to kill Trump, to, you know, kill his success, kill America's success. And now the very engineer of it is being the guy that gives us hope. Let's go to Senator Cotton talking about China's deliberate malevolent behavior. Here it is.
So, Maria, I want to distinguish between the origins of the virus and China's reactions to the virus. So right now, as you say, the most plausible explanation, supported by literally all of the circumstantial evidence, is that the virus originated in one of those two laboratories in Wuhan. All the way back in January, it was pretty well documented by Chinese scientists that it did not originate in the food market. But wherever it originated, Maria, we know that the Chinese Communist Party was both criminally negligent and incompetent at first, and then deliberately malevolent in the way they responded to this virus for their own people and the world. As early as the second week of December, it was clear that this virus was spreading from person to person. By late December, it was spreading to doctors in Wuhan hospitals. Some doctors were trying to blow the whistle on these facts, and the secret police arrived at their doorsteps in the middle of the night. So only after China fessed up to the WHO on December 31st did the world know what was happening, yet still they continued to deny that it was spreading from person to person into mid-January. That allowed millions of people to leave Wuhan. And then finally, China continued to pressure the WHO and other countries not to stop international travel from China. That meant that hundreds of thousands of persons left China after this virus was spread far outside of Wuhan, which allowed the virus to escape.
Pelosi called for Trump not to block it. Now she says it's his fault. Next hour, Lord Monk is coming up, and I'm telling you, we ain't waiting for the new world order, folks. It's here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.